answer. You got to get angry. You got to find your humanity. And you got to start fighting bitches.
Mega faggot.
Andrew, did you say the word loudly for the judges?
Negus.
One more time?
Negus.
You know, when you open the door to my room, a big old cloud of weed smoke be billowing out.
And I don't like her now, and the next thing I'm gonna do is leave. So all you.
I can't believe you fucking stole my phone, dude.
You can charge your phone.
No, you stole
with the
my...
power from your asshole.
Yeah, I can.
There's a converter. Again. You know the car thing that you plug into the outlet in your car? You can stick that in your ass. You eat an apple, which has electricity. It'll charge your phone.
No, it's potatoes that have electricity. Apples have like vitamin A.
Yeah?
Yeah, for apple.
Yeah. Any food that doesn't have any nutritional value has got electricity running through it.
Yeah.
Welcome to the show. We're pepped up. We're ready. Came off a vacation for a bit there.
Yeah, I've been really shitty at uploading lately. I've like fallen into a depression.
Christ.
The apartment.
Hey,
I'm just gonna start. Hey! Fuck you! I'm gonna start this one off great. I'm starting it off great. I'm fucking kicking it off. This is it, dog. My apartment's trashed. I haven't done the dishes in 6 months.
They look normal.
I haven't done the dishes in 12 months. A whole year. I've never done the dishes.
First time that someone did the dishes in this apartment is when I moved in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I'm a disgusting, fucking lazy piece of shit.
I have spats of a Lysol spray and Windex cleaner all over my room because I was hunting bugs last night.
Lysol gay.
Yeah, so, you know, I was on the hunt for 2 hours looking for every mosquito that's bitten me. And I was going to Vendetta.
Yeah, you were going fucking buck wild.
Buck wild.
You were like fucking, you were like gassing. You were gassing.
I drank 600 milligrams of caffeine at like 10 p.m. And I was like, okay, you know what? I'm tired of waking up with stickers all in my body.
Dude, you were on some fucking Nazi shit. Some World War II Nazi shit. You're fucking jacked out of your mind on a substance. Fucking gassing bugs. Yeah.
Well, I mean, this makes...
That's like crazy, dude. I can't believe you're a Nazi, dude.
You're framing me for being racist. That sounds more racist.
Dude, I can't believe you're a Nazi. Can't believe this.
Are mosquitoes the first thing that race of people's been compared to? I think it's other bugs, perhaps.
Like roly-polies?
Yeah, the Jews are roly-polies. They got a big dome.
Jesus Christ. I got a big dome. Wish I could get some Iron Dome.
Yes.
Get some Iron Dome.
That'd be nice. They have prostitutes there, I'm pretty sure. Legal prostitutes?
No.
They do.
I don't think they have prostitutes in Israel.
Because they're moral?
No, because they fucking behead them.
No, I don't. I think they want you to get your dick sucked in Israel.
Yeah, that is why
they kind of want you to impregnate all the women there if you're Jewish.
Yeah, but if you're not Jewish...
If you're a white Jew, to be specific.
Oh.
They euthanize the black Jews, I've heard. Don't laugh. That's bad.
That's fucked up. It's fucked up, dude.
It is funny how
much... Dude, that's fucked up.
It is funny how much defense I've gotten from my... defense of Israel I've heard from my gay Jewish Holocaust denier friend.
Yeah.
Yeah. He'll just be like, but you know what? Despite all the war crimes, I'll still support him. So I'm like, you know what, man? You deny the Holocaust, but you're pro-Israel?
God, I don't want to. Can we just turn? I'm sick of hearing about it. I don't want to talk about it anymore. Like ever. Because I don't care.
We're not talking about it.
No, I know. But like, I'm just like, in general, just hearing it from people.
Oh, yeah.
I don't want to hear about it anymore.
Did you hear that they got bombed last night? It's like, I hope they bomb you next. Because then this whole neighborhood
just like, I don't fucking care anymore. Like, just turn it into Fortnite. turn the Middle East into Fortnite.
We're adding a new map to Fortnite.
That's
Saudi Arabia.
That's pretty much what it is.
Yeah, it's a battle pass.
We're adding Iran to the new Fortnite map, or to Fortnite Israel edition.
Instead of like tariffs on goods, it's battle passes.
Yeah.
For who gets to try to bomb the Middle East next.
I'm jumping off the battle bus straight into Gaza.
Yeah. The UK is like, the US has been hogging the battle pass for a long time. We want to bomb them.
Yeah, dude, it's our turn, dude.
You make a lot of money bombing.
Dude,
shit.
Hand over the $14 Fortnite card.
Mm-hmm.
Hand it over. No, the military- there was a guy who came into the, my work last night, mm-hmm. and he was wearing a shirt that said "Fuck ISIS," and I was like, I just said to him, I was like, dude, I don't think I want to fuck ISIS. I don't think those guys shower. And he thought that was funny, and then he turned around and then had this whole fucking like scripture of like, if you don't like this country, fuck your dad or whatever the fuck. And I'm like, oh god, dude, I make one joke to somebody and then they're like,
it backfires.
I was like, god, turn back around, I'd rather look at your fucking ugly face.
Yeah, backfired on his back shot. His ass was telling you everything bad.
Yeah.
If you don't like this country, you also hate Jesus.
I'll help your dad pack his dildo collection. I'll help your dad pack his dildo collection.
Yeah.
Dude, have I talked about fucking shirts like that?
If you don't like this country, your dad's probably gay. It's like, well, my dad was a Marine. He's like, what?
My dad was in the Navy. Of course he was gay. Short circuits. He just didn't tell my mom until he got back.
Yeah. You know, that happened to me when I worked at Chipotle. I was just like, fuck the military. Why do we call them all heroes? And he's like, hey, man, shut up. My dad was a Marine. I was like, so was mine.
So was mine. And my dad's a fucking loser.
I love my dad to death, but no one should suck his dick for joining. Yeah. He needed cash.
Yeah, he was broke. Yeah. He was like, I need the money.
He's like, fuck, this welding job isn't really paying. I guess I'll go,
yeah,
go fight for my country.
I need the money.
And hey, respect, but
I need the money.
I don't think they should get discount. How about living on this planet discount? What's up with the military discounts for everything? And the senior discounts. They're the ones who have all the money.
Right? Why the fuck? Yeah, why do they get a discount?
What the fuck is
that?
The senior
that
discount?
Doesn't make any fucking sense to me. They stole everything from us. And then they're like, oh, we get it for half off now.
Yeah, senior tickets in a movie theater? What the fuck?
I got to pay full price.
They're the only ones that
I can barely afford a pack of ramen, you fucking fart bag, you dust bag.
Yeah. You know, I mean, old people are really the only ones watching movies. I mean, when was the last time you've went to the movie theater?
The last time I went to a movie theater, I stole the bathroom sign.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that's our generation. Like, fucking.
I was like, fuck, this movie sucks. I'm going to go take a piss real quick. And I came back with the bathroom sign, and you were like, what the fuck?
It's still up.
It's hung up in my bathroom.
You just stole that sign.
It's like, fuck it.
Can't have shit in the movie theater. They keep stealing our bathroom signs.
Someone's going to listen to this and be like, oh, this guy did it? I'm like, yeah. You want it back?
Do you want it back? You piss on it first.
Yeah. I'll sign it for you. Sign it. Get it framed.
Sign
get
it with splooge.
Yeah.
Hey, listen. Sign it with splooge.
I'll just dump a load
on it. Don't
you
dare fucking touch me.
I didn't touch you.
You touched
me. I did not touch you.
I don't know if I can look at you anymore.
Dude,
I'm
going to
start your wall. That's empty now.
Good.
Because you're moving.
Good. Yeah, I'm moving into
the Middle East.
Yep. Moving to the Middle East.
Okay. Like, I do like the desert.
Listen. I'm just going from one desert to the next.
Yeah. Can we buy, like, journalist passes for, like, necklaces?
Oh, like the bulletproof vests?
Press. And then just walk around the...
I think so.
The city.
I think you can buy those.
Like a press vest?
Yeah, like a bulletproof vest that says press on
it. Like, whoa, what publication, you know, are you for? Have you heard of Completely Compromised? We do some classic.
I'm with
journalism.
Compromised Media.
Compromised Media. Sounds like a fucking
I'm with,
CP news website.
I'm with War Mode.
I'm with War Mode.
I'm with Alex Jones Network.
Oh. Yeah, we do seem Completely Compromised does seem to be like a subsidiary of the InfoWars.
Yeah.
That's what it kind of sounds like.
Yeah, no.
Don't worry. Don't worry, little heads, about it. We don't watch Alex Jones anymore.
I never watched Alex Jones to begin with. Like, I would just watch, like, mm-hmm. highlight clips from his fucking shit.
Yeah. No, I never really gave him a good watch.
No.
I tried to listen to his podcast. 90% of it was ads, and then it was someone else other than Alex. I was like, I just got confused.
Yeah, no, it was fucking
I was like,
hammer.
Where's Alex?
There was fucking InfoWars stickers all around town at one point.
Yeah, they're in the Wallapies. Yeah. On benches.
Yeah, yeah. Every so bench. It just fucking like bought like a stack of them with their fucking like Alex Jones supplements or whatever.
Oh. Yeah.
And they were like, I'm going to put these everywhere because I think it's funny.
Yeah. Which, hey, respect. That's cool. I might have to do the same for, you know, Robert F. Kennedy. They keep trying to kill him. He's like, everyone's trying to kill me like they did my father.
Hey, you know, everyone's trying to kill me. I'm Robert F. Kennedy. I'm kind of like the best president that we've had ever. Or I'm going to be. But it all might just be a lie. And I might install something kind of like Obamacare.
It'd be tight if it'd be kind of cool if he won.
I'm like so fucking out of the loop with shit.
I'm not really in the loop either. There's not much to be into.
That's the only thing that I'm right.
It's the same candidates as last time.
Yeah.
And they're both as uninteresting as ever.
I don't give a fuck about like fucking politics. I never did.
Yeah. No, it's because you're not gay.
Yeah.
No, I'm kidding. I mean,
I'm not a gay man.
I honestly think that's what
a gay man.
That's what kind of ruined the culture and like after 2016 is because everybody got into politics. I'm like, dude, it should just be for losers. Like
dude,
me.
Yeah, no, like
I like it because I'm a loser.
dude, everybody was getting into politics, and I was like, what the fuck is wrong with you guys?
It's insufferable.
Yeah, no, like I was like, what are you guys? I don't give a fuck. Like, I'm trying to get a bag. I'm trying to smoke some weed. No, that was literally all I was doing. That's all I was doing was fucking smoking weed and listening to music. And then everybody else is like, dude, Black Lives Matter, fucking
pussy grabbing. You're like, sounds nice.
Israel again.
Again.
I'm like, dude, I'm just fucking, I'm too high for this. I'm too high for this right now. Guys, I'm too high for this. Why are you talking about geopolitics right now?
It is nice that no one seems to care anymore. Once again, guys, we're back to it.
Yeah.
No one, even now, it's like, who gives a shit?
Yeah. I'm like, thank God. Thank God the world can
be. Because the people that were
again.
Talking about it before weren't like reading policy papers like me.
No.
I'll fucking read that shit because I'm queer. I'm a bi queer man and I love reading documents. I fucking love Google Scholar. I love congress.gov because then you can see like...
I love Google News.
Go to congress.gov and read the bills that they're going to be looking at. It's fucking dystopian. It's like the organ harvester cancellation policy. It's like, what? Who? What? Wait. That's not already illegal? You can harvest organs.
You could just go out and like stab somebody and then take their fucking spleen.
Take their spleen.
Sell that shit.
And Congress is like, I don't know, man. The free market of organs is integral to our country. It's like, okay, well, right.
Come on, guys. You need to be donors. So we can kill you.
I need to get rid of the donor.
If you get into a horrible car accident, we can kill you and take your organs and not try to save your life.
Right.
We'll sell your organs.
They need to get rid of body donating. They really do.
Dude, that's like something I heard. I don't know how true it is, but like they will fucking not save your life to fucking sell your organs.
It happened a couple times in a hospital in Texas.
Yeah.
But I think that was largely it. Unless they got better at covering it up.
I think, yeah, it might have just been like the couple instances that
it's
happened like that.
It's not widespread at all.
No. But I was like, fuck, dude. Like, because it says donor on my fucking license. I'm like.
You know, get rid of it.
I was like, fuck, dude.
I don't want to be a donor.
I was like, oh, fuck.
You don't want me to donate.
Dude,
my body's gonna suck.
You're gonna get that the phantom syndrome, the phantom like syndrome or whatever, like, because like that's a thing that I've read about is some people like when they get an organ transplant or something, they get like some personality traits of like other people.
Whoa.
Doesn't completely change their personality, but they like do start like getting different.
They, like, develop a lisp.
Yeah. Yeah, they develop an addiction to sucking dick.
Yeah, they're like, man, I just want
to. Dude, after this fucking triple bypass heart transplant, fucking.
It's like, sir, we
I
used
just,
to.
I just
want to
suck
heart.
A dick.
We used a pig heart. You go to fast food more often now.
He's just he's squealing in the fucking doctor's office.
No, I mean, if I were to give my liver to somebody after I'm dead, they would probably, it would be like Johnny Silverhand and V's head.
Dude.
Like, pull the fucking trigger. We've got a city to burn.
Yeah, you know, some people, they treat their body like a fucking They say treat your body like a temple. Well, my fucking body's a halfway house. You don't want any of my organs.
No, you don't. Your organs are fucked. How many people think they're like, man, my life would be so much better if I just swapped out an organ? Like, I've thought about that. I'm like, man, if I just got a new kidney, would that be nice? I'm sure you've thought, you're like, fuck, I just need an organ transplant. I feel better.
Yeah.
Your liver's like not creating enough bile.
I'm like, God, my colon isn't shitting enough. Yeah. My colon's not like shitting as good as it used to.
A lot of blockage.
I should get a fucking silicone colon.
Yeah.
A robot.
Silicone large intestine.
A robot pooper that I need to clean with a fucking like a toilet brush every month. Mm. I need to put a toilet brush up my ass every month.
They should have like an X-ray footage of like a Big Mac going through the large intestine and the small intestine and then being pooped out of a butt. And then
a Big Mac?
Yeah, like a Big Mac. And then that'll be like Wendy's ad.
Oh. And like the slogan for it is like a Big Mac is like a Big Mac is like a toothbrush for your colon. Yeah. Like that old celery ad.
Yeah, yeah.
Celery's a toothbrush for your colon. And it's like he's got a toothbrush like brushing some guy's asshole. Have you seen that?
Yes, I've seen that dozens of times. I'm taking this in a different direction now.
Okay, well, yeah. Fuck you.
Wendy's is like, you are what you eat. Do you want to be a fucking a clown, or do you want to be this kind of anime-style redhead bitch?
I want to be...
I've seen this before.
Yeah.
Yeah, the celery going...
No, I'm not pulling it up. I'm pulling something else up, dude. Oh, okay. Shut the fuck up. I'll fucking kill you, dude.
All right, well. Damn, dude. The allergies are getting rough now.
Dude, no, I'm fucking like, I'm fucked up too. I'm a little fucked up too.
I need tissues. I need tissues. I'm sniffling. And I've just been bleeding fucking everywhere out of my nose.
You just been nose
like every
bleeding.
Day I get a big ass.
Well, it's because it's dry as fuck here, dude.
I need to get like some nose saline.
Like, I. My skin's like dry as fuck half the time because of how like dry it is here.
Yeah. No, it's rough.
It's that and the water.
Is the water bad in here?
The water's horrible here. Dude. It's like hard as shit. The water here's hard as shit.
Oh. Yeah, no, that's fine, I think. Who cares if it's hard? Right? Or does that fuck your hair and scalp up?
It fucks up my life. Damn it, dude, who's blowing you up, dude? It's you got hose?
Yeah.
You got hose?
No, totally.
It's your fucking roommate.
I have an actual hose.
Yeah, I've got a hose wrapped around my neck. Hose. I'm about to kill myself because my roommate keeps bitching about like the cat filter. The cat water filter.
No, dude, we can't talk about that. I'll start to get angry.
You are so mad about that. And that's where I'm going to leave it. That's where I'm going to leave it.
So you texted me last night and you're like, what are you looking up?
I was looking for something specific.
You can't find it. You're doing it one-handed. Anyway.
No, it's...
Well, I'm worried you're going to, like, find it and then interrupt Pac-Man what I have to say.
Yeah. He got Pac-Man on the vape.
Oh, shit!
He's playing Pac-Man on the vape, dude.
Is that what you were going to show me?
Yeah, I was like, yeah, dude, it's totally not marketed.
Yeah, I think my roommate's vape can do that.
And they say it's not marketed to children.
Yeah, right. Well, that is a good point. I do. That is nice. You can just play fucking Snake on your vape. Okay. So you texted me last night and you're like, yo, dude, someone threw a bunch of fucking Legos in the dumpster.
And oh, yeah.
We just saw each other. I'm like, oh, this motherfucker's lying to me. He's trying to lure me over.
Lying to me. It's a
and you
piece
were not
shit.
Kidding. Because when I came over, you showed me the bag. It was full of fucking Legos and a bunch of other random shit and locks on doors. And probably like. If they were complete sets, probably like $300 worth of Lego, just in the dumpster.
Yeah. Was that it? Just a big fucking like
Mario?
There
was a big Bowser. There was and like a big Lego Minecraft panda set.
Oh. That was it?
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of Lego. I mean, the Bowser one's like fucking $250.
Oh, yeah. I like looked that set up like immediately and I was like, holy shit. Someone just threw away like a $300 fucking Lego set.
Right.
Listen, I'm not into like Legos anymore, but fuck, that's a lot of money just to throw away.
No, yeah. And now, I mean, the value has been totally fucked because there's a bunch of missing pieces and whatever. That's not why I picked it up. I thought the pieces would be interesting. But here's the thing. We were trying to figure out why all this shit got thrown away, right? And the big theory we had before walking away was, oh, someone got evicted.
Yeah.
Someone got evicted. They came in, threw all their shit in the trash. But a new narrative has emerged. Because last night, I brought a can of Lysol, some fucking nylon gloves, and just started digging around in the trash trying to find all the Lego bricks.
You would dumpster dive.
And I found a lot of evidence to suggest that this was a lover's quarrel.
Oh, really?
Yes. It was a lover's quarrel. I found lots of Valentine's Day cards, lots of letters saying I love you and I miss you.
Oh, shit, dude.
Police officer's pants. So the boyfriend was a cop. The boyfriend was like a police officer in town, and he had like cop pants and like some stuff in there.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. I threw most of this shit away. I found a bunch of dead roses, like flowers, and mostly toys that I'm assuming the boyfriend got for the girlfriend to like build with him or whatever.
Yeah.
So she just dumped all that shit in a bag and tossed it out because she, you know, they broke up.
Damn, dude.
Yeah.
I think that was your
ripped
first
up pictures.
That
know?
Was your first like fucking thought. You were like, what is this? Like a fucking someone like break up or what is this?
Is that what I said?
Yeah. That was your first thing. I was like, no, I think somebody got evicted or something.
Yeah. Well,
but
I
you
was
dug,
on the money.
you dug through yeah. someone's trash, which I think is illegal. And
that's whatever. I mean, there's bank statements, but I threw them all away too.
Yeah.
I didn't look at them.
There's
but
tax
I
returns
the
that I didn't. There's
dude, the Valentine's Day card was like embarrassingly written.
Yeah.
It was like written by a child almost. It was just this cop. I never thought the cops had like, you know, the brain power of Socrates, but I mean, write a fucking Valentine's Day card that isn't, I cannot explain to you how much you mean to me.
You gotta sound like Shrimp from fucking Smiling Friends.
Yeah.
I cannot explain to you how much you mean to me, Shrimpina. Shrimpina, I love you so much.
Yeah. No, dude, for real.
I love playing Mouse Quest with you.
IQ 50. Zero intellect. And, like, the worst handwriting. And I'm like, okay, whatever.
Like, worse than mine?
It was... Well, I can kind of read yours. His was very... Imagine yours, but half the size. You can't even fucking see it. He was like...
That's why I don't write anything to anybody. My handwriting is bad.
You've lost the art of writing.
Yeah,
you
like,
write anything.
I, like, type everything. I fucking type everything, dude. Like, but like, I never had good handwriting in the first place. Like, I know some letters. Like over time, this is the gay like fucking hand. Mm. This is the calligraphy podcast.
I would 100% love to watch that podcast.
Now today we're going to teach you how to write a New Times Roman R. Mm. Now, first, you have to start with the nib of the pen on the paper like this. Just such a fucking dull, drab fucking show.
Yeah, where it's like, what makes culture?
But no, it would be
right
funny.
Left to right.
It would be
right
funny if the guy's like doing that, and then he just like hard turn goes into fucking being like, and you know what? I don't think it was right to, you know. He castrated Hitler like we did. Like, he just starts going hard turn into something dark.
In the same, like, demeanor.
Yeah. Mm. While he's talking and writing, like, fucking, like, calligraphy letters and shit.
You know, my wife sent me divorce papers written with this ink that I'm showing you now.
I wrote a letter to the court once. explaining to them why I was not guilty of that parking ticket. I did not run that homeless man over and squish his brains all over the sidewalk.
Trying to absolve the charges.
And I used New Times Roman font, calligraphy style. And I hope they frame that in the...
My penmanship was so good it distracted the judge. He never found out about my bodies.
He never found out that I was actually the killer that John Wayne Gacy got framed as. Yeah. I was the real John Wayne Gacy killer. I framed John Wayne Gacy.
I was the real master.
I was the one killing and murdering all those boys dressed as a clown. But anyways, I finished the R.
Now, the next letter, E-tard.
Now, the next letter... what's the next letter in the alphabet?
I-Z-Z, I think.
I-S-I-S.
Isis.
In New Times Roman.
We're going to write
an angry letter to Isis in New Times Roman. We're going to use Comic Sans to write an angry letter to the government of ISIS. We're going to write
the Han Chinese Bill of Rights. And it's just him with a pen on the paper for 6 hours not writing anything.
It's like that fucking scene in SpongeBob where he's like, I'm doing it. And he's like writing his fucking like,
paper
or whatever. Yeah. And it's just like the...
Yeah, it's like the most glorious ever. It's amazing. That's how it feels.
That's the whole show. That's his whole show.
Yeah.
Yes, I've finished the R. Now it's time to move on to the A. And A stands for apple, and you eat one of those a day to get rid of doctors, evil witch doctors. Trying to give me vaccines. And then you move on to the P. You write the P, which stands for penis, which I used to have, now that I'm trans. Mm. And then you move on to the E, which stands for educated. Because I went to school for this. I went to school to learn calligraphy. I was at Harvard, and now I spelled the word rape in New Times Roman.
What was R and A?
A?
Yeah.
A for apple.
Apple. Keeping the professionals away.
Keeping the evil witch doctors with their vaccines.
He's been euthanized, so he doesn't have a penis anymore. E's for educated.
Yeah.
What was R? Nothing?
R was respectable. I'm saying it.
Oh, okay. So this is just a rapist.
Yes.
Yeah, this is the rapist.
He's spelling
podcast.
The word rape, and he's like trying to.
That's why I went to school. I wanted to learn
that's
how to be a
rapist.
That's
why I went
rapist.
To school. I learned calligraphy so I could write a letter to the court to tell them I did not rape.
You've got to be very skeptical of men that want to go to college these days. They're just going to fuck and rape.
I mean, yeah, that's all fucking college is fuck around time. That's
I mean,
all
women,
it is.
Women
it's,
go to be plugged up and educated, but men just go to rape, I think.
Men just go to like get fucked up and like
join a cult.
Yeah, join a frat.
Unless it's Harvard. I mean, you join Harvard to rule the world, but
you join Harvard to fucking like
it's basically the James Bond villain school.
You join Harvard to fucking like launder money.
No, that's pussy shit. How about running the military industrial complex, faggot?
Yeah, that too.
That's what they do.
I don't know. College is just a fucking waste of time.
Like, you don't go to Harvard to become a lawyer.
Like a university is a waste of time in my eyes because like you just go there. It's like a rich kid's playground.
Right.
They go. They like pretend it's under the guise of fucking them like being like, oh yeah, I'm getting an education when their dad's just paying for their education essentially.
No, dude, the dumbest people.
Their dad
people,
that works for fucking Boeing and Raytheon.
Right, yeah, no, literally. I mean, the dumbest people I know, like, dumbest men I know, have gone to fucking university with nothing to their name. And then they had their girlfriends write their papers. I'm like, what the fuck is the point of the work?
You go to get fucked up. That's the point of college, dog.
Yeah, you go to rape.
I mean, like, look at fucking, look at ASU. ASU is, like, fuck around town.
Oh, doctor, I need roofies because I'm going on an airplane. You're putting it in people's drinks. And then you're taking one. So you
no, have you seen
you
those
done.
Fucking ASU parties? Like, it's an entire, like, fucking block that they just fucking go and, like.
Anyone who says ASU is actually gives you a quality education is a fucking retard.
Yeah.
They just went to, you know, have fun.
I mean.
You can do that in your backyard.
What the fuck was her
beer.
Name? Sarah Palin? Is that who I'm thinking of?
Who's that?
She was like the, I might be fucked up right now. But she was, she went to like ASU or something.
Well,
yeah, the governor of Alaska. She went to fucking like ASU or some shit. Or maybe it was her daughter.
I know Kyle Schittenhouse got denied from ASU. And it wasn't because he's killed people. It's because he wasn't hot. That was my estimation.
I don't know. I had something fucking to talk about, and then I lost it. I don't give a shit.
Well, that's okay. Well, you don't go to Harvard to become a lawyer.
I'm not smart, okay? I didn't go to college.
That's why you should pipe
That's
down
why I'm second. Doing this show.
Yeah, no. We all know that you're not like a masterclass of
I'm
genius.
I'm a fucking wizard, dude. Gas station wizard.
Harvard's a completely different story. I mean, I don't think anyone there drinks, to be honest. You don't go there to be like a lawyer. You go over there to be like the attorney general. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You just go there to be elite.
You go there to be a fucking...
And go to country clubs. And
yeah.
And you only drink with Vicodin at home in your gorgeous mansion. And then the next day you judge the fates of millions of people's lives. Still piped up on
with
Ambien.
The wave of a pen.
With the wave of a pen.
They say, yeah.
Bankruptcy is now illegal.
They say that the pen is stronger than the sword.
Yeah.
And that's why I'm writing this letter to the court saying that I did not rape in college.
But yeah, no, Kyle Rittenhouse got denied from going to ASU.
Yeah.
Yeah, it wasn't because he they. Well, I read the letter. They were like, yeah, it's fine that you killed people. That's cool. But you are fugly now.
Yeah.
So you can't come and fuck all these bitches. You got to be kind of hot to go to ASU.
Dude, the whole Kyle Rittenhouse thing is weird. Like, I was listening to some, I think it was David Lucas, actually, that I was listening to talk about it, and he was like...
An intellectual?
Yeah. The fat black guy on Kill Tony that roasts Tony.
Yeah, he calls people
He
gay.
Finds a new way to call Tony gay every yeah. time he's on. No, but he was like, the whole fucking thing about Kyle Rittenhouse is crazy because, like, black people are like, he's a racist, blah, 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 all this shit. And the guy that Kyle Rittenhouse shot wasn't even black.
No, I know.
He was a white guy, wasn't he?
Yeah, no, they were both white. One was a pedophile and the other one said the N-word.
Yeah, some shit like that.
The whole thing was weird because the left had, like, no moral ground to stand on for that. Like, there wasn't I don't think there was too many issues for them to be mad. It was the idea that he took a gun to a protest and shot people.
Yeah.
Which I don't know how I feel about that.
Well, I mean,
if you're going to take a gun to a protest, shoot the people that are the problem. Don't shoot the other protesters.
Yeah.
Shoot your governor. Shoot your fucking local congressman. You kidding? That's okay.
In Minecraft.
Shoot the civilians.
In Minecraft.
I hate that.
Don't In Minecraft.
That. I don't give a fuck. Come knock on my door. Find out whether I have a gun in the safe or not, bitch.
Dude, what if the FBI
I'm
showed up?
I'm calling out the mayor.
What if
of this
what
city
if
right
what if
now?
The FBI showed up?
Yeah, they'll
get a visit from the FBI. They're like,
"No, once they see us,
hey.
Once they see us, they'll convince us to be terrorists." That's
yeah,
how that
they'll
works.
Be like, "You guys want some money?"
Yeah, you want some money and a bomb?
Yeah, you want some money.
Yeah. I'm like, "Oh, great."
Yeah,
they want us to use it at like the Ross shopping mall. We'll take it to the fucking mayor's house. Throw that on their head, and they're like, "We had no relation with these two unsavory people. We've never met them in our lives.
We've never." Then they like, "There's a check in my pocket for fucking like $5 million from the State of Defense. This is from the CIA.
Yeah, is that how much it would take to get you to flip?"
$5 million. I mean, like,
you'd probably do it for 15.
Oh, dude,
$50.
Yeah. Hey, can I get a Big Mac tonight? That's all I want. I just want to eat tonight. Can I eat tonight? I'll do it for $15. Yeah, I'd love to eat tonight.
It'd be nice.
It'd be nice if I could eat tonight.
Yeah, yeah. Put the hydrogen bomb on the bed. Now, where's the food?
Yeah, give me a nuclear warhead. Now, give me a 50. I'll detonate it for $15. I'll do it for $15 as long as I can buy a Big Mac afterwards.
Dude, honestly, that's the fucking the Megaton quest of Fallout 3.
Yeah, Fallout 3, I'll do it for $15.
Yeah.
I'll do it for $15.
I'm going to see if I can do this. That looks like the cables are long enough. You think it's long enough to grab my vape?
Maybe. I don't know, man. You're probably going to knock this fucking drink over. You're like fucking stretching these cords, dog.
They were designed to be stretched.
No, that's just your asshole.
Like an asshole.
I already made the joke. Already made the joke. You ruined it. You fucked me, dude. You fucked me.
I live to sabotage.
I can't fucking believe you, dude. I can't fucking believe you.
I'm back.
All right. Fucking fat piece of shit.
So anyway, we're becoming patsies and blowing up the mayor's house?
Sure. Sure. As long as I get my $15 to fucking eat tonight.
Yeah.
As long as I get that 15, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Heard.
Yeah, I mean, I've been scamming Dutch Bros recently.
Oh, God. Yeah, you're being horrible.
I signed up for the app, and they gave me a free medium drink for doing that. I'm like, okay, perfect. I made my birthday the next day and claimed a free drink again. And now I think they're starting to catch on, to be honest.
They're like, uh-oh.
What do you mean you got two fucking rebels?
Uh-oh.
Can I get a Shark Attack rebel?
It would just be funny to do that, like, every fucking day until they catch on. They're just like, you know what?
This is a one-time poverty thing.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday. And they just fucking slam it into your fucking... They just throw it into your car.
Yeah. Just get shit on.
They give you, like... Don't they have, like, a color-coded straw, like, thing?
Yeah, they gave me the green one, which I guess is supposed to mean you're ugly.
Like, what is that? Like,
the yellow one is you're pretty. The green one is that you're ugly. The blue one, I think, is you're a creep. There's only one positive one, and it's pretty. The rest are negative.
Green means you're ugly. Pink means you're cute. Blue means you're rude. Mm. Yellow means you're average. And orange means you're strange.
Yeah.
Ooh. This is so fucking stupid.
Don't fucking listen. They're sponsoring the show. They gave me a free drink to do my show.
This is like Doc Martens all over again. But for coffee.
It is. Can you let me believe in something? I'm believing that the barista there, doesn't even handle coffee, they put Red Bull in a cup for me.
Yeah, do you know about the Doc Martin fucking lace code?
No, is it kind of like the loofahs?
Swingers?
But for high school?
Yeah, kids? It's kind of like that, but for fucking like neo-Nazis or something.
Is it for neo-Nazis?
Well,
they wear
I'm trying to, trying to remember. Like,
I thought they wore like boots.
Yeah, it's like there's good ones and bad laces. Like the colors of your laces mean shit. Like the bad ones, white pride, red, neo-Nazi, pink, violent, homophobe. I'm like, what the fuck?
Who would put pink laces on their shoes to tell you that they're
it's just a dumb thing to.
Yeah, I mean. That's the thing. You guys listen to the show, you want to be told that everything is dumb and stupid, and we're the only people that are geniuses, and we're going to keep going with this. There's no belief in anything. There's no, like, Christmas is dead. There's no believing in Santa Claus. There's no lying to your child about Santa Claus being real, because Santa Claus is trans now and advertises for Coca-Cola. So, I mean, they're just stripping everything that made being human a joy and selling it back to you in a disheveled state.
Yeah.
And that's the essence of this show.
Yeah.
Is how to cope with that. And you cope with that by having a podcast, not even saying anything on the podcast, and just looking at your phone.
Yeah. I am looking at my, sorry,
and
I was reading.
That's how you do it.
I was reading, okay? I'm sorry. I'll be more entertaining or interesting because that's what people want, right? They want you to dance around.
No, it's not what people want. It's what we've set out to do.
Oh, yeah. Oh, shit. Really? I thought we were just fucking smoking crack after this.
I mean, we don't. I mean, yeah, we can,
too. We can freebase cocaine.
We can get freebase cocaine.
Can we freebase the mushroom cart?
I think we can.
Yeah?
What is freebasing? Do you even know what it is?
Not really.
Okay. Because I've heard freebase cocaine. Is that just when you smoke it? Is that like a fancy name for how you consume it? Or is it actually a different drug?
It's
or is it a baseball term?
I think it is. I don't know. I've never looked into freebasing shit. I don't know, dude.
I thought you were a real ass dude, man.
I don't know, dude. I don't know. I'm just fucking.
Haven't you done cocaine before?
Yeah, so?
Haven't you done it?
Yeah, I have. And?
Haven't you done it? No, I just find it funny to, like, because I'm pretty sober now. Just be like, have you done cocaine? Have you done it? It's like, no, I snorted it.
Have you done it?
No, Javen, I snorted it. Mm. Thank you. Next question.
It went up my nose, and I said, oh. Yeah.
You went like, whoa!
Up your nose with a rubber hose. Sorry, I checked out for a minute. I'm back now. What's up? What's going on?
We're 40 minutes in. I was giving a message to the people.
The people?
The people of what? Whatever, Philly, wherever fucking...
Philadelphia.
Whatever people listen to this.
Yeah.
Imagine the average listener of this show is in a like an asbestos factory that gets turned into chlorine, and they put that chlorine in the bleach. And they just have gas masks on listening to this show.
They're just like, yeah, they're so high on fucking...
Yeah, their eyes are just bloodshot red.
They're so high on inhalates that they're just fucking...
Yeah. They're working, but technically not, you know?
Yeah, they're just fucking in a factory far, far away.
Put the asbestos in here and crunch it so you can flatten it. So
they're huffing, like, Krylon clear. They're not even working or doing their factory job. They're in the bathroom huffing Krylon clear.
Yeah, no, it's either you're employed at a company that's making the world horrible, or you're just huffing paint in your garage.
Hell yeah.
Those are the average listeners of the show. That's the target demographic. So any company out there, what do you think you can sell to those fuckers listening to the show? I think guns.
Dick pills.
I think guns you could sell to these people.
I'm going
to
sell dick pills to these guys.
You can sell them on a bill of goods and then retract it. How about like a cologne company?
Yeah. You guys, I heard you guys liked things that smell good. So we're partnering with Krylon, their line of cologne.
Yeah.
You can huff it, you can wear it, you can fuck it, I don't care. You can get it for 25% off.
It's a scented lotion.
It's a scented lotion that you can huff.
Ooh, you know that lotion that has like that menthol shit in it?
Yeah.
You jerk off with it and it kind of makes your dick like tingly. It's nice. And then your dick feels all cool after being all hot with all the blood. And you're like, oh, dude, this is nice.
Yeah, your shit's on, it's all tingly and fucking shit. You're all fucking like, damn.
Yeah, it's like your penis ate a hot tamale. You're like, ooh.
But it feels good.
It feels nice. I mean,
if that like ruins the like nerve endings in your dick though?
I've only done it a few times.
Yeah, but
to be
like,
fair.
What if like you're just ruining your dick doesn't work? You get ED because you did that too many times. Because
you had the lime cucumber scented lotion.
The menthol and the fucking lotion.
Oh my god.
Or whatever the fuck. Like what is that? What chemical is that that does that?
It's like spicy candy or something.
It's Mexican candy in the lotion. In my Jergens lotion.
Just like, oh. Sipping tequila.
Who put Lucas candy in my fucking lotion again? Who did that shit? Who be out here putting Lucas candy, the fucking little gay duck, Mexican duck? Who be putting that shit in my jerk off lotion?
It's nice though.
Who be doing that shit?
You know, one of my favorite memories jerking off is I was house sitting at this place and I was in the backyard with the pool. I put porn on the laptop and put it on the fucking the table outside. I stole some of the homeowner's like liquor, poured that in a cup. Was with my cock out in the backyard, drinking Fireball like it's a liqueur.
And jerking off in the backyard?
No, I looked like an intellectual if you didn't see the porn in my cock.
Oh.
It was like I was an intellectual.
You were sitting there looking like a very distinguished gentleman.
And I was just like, all right, enough of this bullshit. Let's crank the hog. Get the poison out. And I had that menthol lotion I found. And the combination of Fireball, the outdoors, the risk of being seen, and jerking off with the menthol lotion was such a nice combo. Oh, and the water sounds of the pool. It was lovely.
Just how fucking ballsy that is to jerk off like that in somebody else's home.
It was nice. I mean, if you put cameras in your house and you let someone house sit and you watch them jerk off, that's on you.
Yeah.
Of course they're going to fucking
jerk off. That's like Airbnb getting in trouble for fucking that shit.
Of course they're going to fuck your dog.
Of course they're going to put it on fucking revengeporn.com. They're going to fucking take that video of you fucking some hooker and put it on revengeporn.com and fucking blackmail you.
Exactly.
That's your fault for fucking the hooker in an Airbnb. You should have got a hotel room.
Definitely. And then you don't have to sleep in a room with 400 dolls staring at you.
Yeah. Ugh.
And a bunch of, you know, Native American art.
Dude, Airbnbs, like, freak me out.
Let's get one. Let's live in one. Ugh. I bet you could actually get decent rent for Airbnbs monthly.
It just, yeah, probably. But, like, it just freaks me out that fucking people, like, were putting cameras and shit in the Airbnbs.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's cheaper to put cameras in everywhere than it is to hire security like hotels do.
Yeah.
Because it's not renting a room in a giant complex. It's renting an entire house.
Yeah.
So it's going to be fucking more expensive to hire security on every single one. Unless you had an entire suburban neighborhood that was Airbnbs, and then that city would just be called Lake Havasu. So it's a give and take. Don't just embrace a brand new technology because it's just going to fuck you.
No.
Use the traditional stuff like hotels.
Listen, I'll say it. The internet was fucking bad for everyone. The internet is horrible.
Yeah.
Fucking horrible.
I mean, I guess Airbnbs were nice during the pandemic because they weren't regulated like hotels were. And people would just use them. But it's like, I don't know, man. Do you trust these fucking random homeowners? You don't meet them. You don't meet them. They just slip a key under the doormat and you never see them. And then, you know, neighbors know that key is there because they see random people come in all the time.
Yeah.
They're going to come and rape you.
They're going to get you.
And you paid $600 for the experience.
They're going to get you.
And you better leave a 5-star review.
And they're also, yeah, they're going to fucking make it so you can't rent an Airbnb like what happened to Tim Dillon. They're going to your ass because you didn't wash the fucking dishes or whatever. You didn't wash a plate.
Yeah, it's just another attempt to, like, make things cheaper by putting most of the labor on the consumer.
Yeah, it's
self-checkout,
stupid.
But for rooms.
It's fucking stupid.
Yeah.
They need to make automate it all. Nobody works. Everyone fucking is killing each other in the street like dogs.
They need to make, like, a metal detector, but just for cameras, so you can kind of, like, in the hotel or in the, you know. Dude, that was a concern that people had for a long time, is that they're putting hotel cameras in the hotel rooms.
Oh, yeah.
That was a paranoia. And then they're like, I guess I'll just go to Airbnb.
And then Airbnb was the one who was doing that.
There's been, like, vicious, like, blood rapes happening in Airbnbs. Like, they're kind of on fire right
now.
Oh,
yeah.
It's horrible.
I mean, like, there was a clip that I saw, like, a while back of, like, just, like, a huge block party of, like, all these fucking high school kids, like, renting out an Airbnb and using it. And the owner shows up and he's like, you're all fucking, like, I'm going to, like, the cops are on the way. Like, I'm going to fucking beat the shit out of all of you. The cops are on the way.
Well.
Like, they took all the furniture and, like, threw it outside.
That sounds awesome, fucking, though.
Yeah, sounds no. Tight. It was awesome.
They all went to jail.
That, I guess, yeah, maybe.
I don't know.
I don't fucking give a shit.
Was it just fucking?
I don't give a shit. It's not my property.
But that's something. You don't need a camera inside your asshole to figure that out. I mean, it's a bunch of people. I mean, cameras on outside is normal. That's fine. And you can see the giant SUVs.
That having cameras
from their
on the outside, that's fine. On the inside, what are you doing?
That should just be made. I mean, I don't know, man. That should just be fucking illegal. I think it is. I think that is illegal, but they just get away with it because who's going to find out?
No, it is illegal. They a lot of people were getting in trouble for it. Yeah, dude, Airbnb was, like, wild when it first came out. Like, fucking, you could like rent out condos and shit, like all sorts of fucking stupid shit. They cracked down on it pretty hard.
That was my transition when I moved to Phoenix. Is I needed a little extra time to find an apartment. Didn't really want to stay with my parents. So I rented an Airbnb for $500 for the month.
Yeah.
And it was just a room in this couple's house. There's, like, some black guy who worked at home, and he was playing Warzone after every day.
That's awesome.
He's like, fuck! Fuck! And then he'd, like, wake up the next morning and just type on the computer. Make dinner and be like, fuck! This is great.
Fuck, dude! fucking kids are killing me in fucking war zone again.
He's like, hey, man, we're watching a movie. Want to join? I'm like, nah, I'm okay.
Nah, I don't want to get roped into a three-way or anything weird. I'm all right.
I left to go get five guys for the 10th time that day and come back.
And that's why you fucking went broke in fucking Phoenix. No, dude, you really? Just kept buying fucking five guys, you fat piece of shit.
It was close and it's good. And I know how to order it, okay? You don't. You barely order. You get a burger.
You go, hey, give me that shit on a bun. And throw the peanuts in the bag, too.
No, dude, I spent so much goddamn money on food there. It was insane. And booze. Well, I stole most of my booze there. Because the Walmart there never checked any IDs. So I would just walk in and like pay for the fucking the beer.
That's fucking crazy.
And I leave. And then one more list comes up. It's like, you're not 21 yet. It's like a group of
shut
people.
Shut up. You did it too.
No. A group of people got shot and killed in this parking lot last night. How are you standing up to morals?
Yeah.
I'm 20 years old.
There was a fucking mass murder in the parking lot.
I'm not kidding.
No, yeah, I do remember that. Like somebody fucking like got shot in that Walmart parking lot.
Because
like,
I saw my roommate in that same Walmart. I go in, he looks horrified. He always looked horrified. He just have these bug eyes like Rami Malek. Like, hey man, what's going on? He's at the self-checkout. He's like, someone got fucking shot and curb stomped in this parking lot.
I'm fucking scared. I don't know. I'll be here right now.
Like, I'm like, curb stomped? Really? Huh? He's like, yeah, it was a drug deal gone bad. I'm like, all right, can we not make it hateful against, you know, certain communities here?
Yeah.
It's obviously a bad part of town.
No, yeah, it was a fucking horrible fucking part of town.
And the cops are only there when they're shoppers. They're not there when the drug deals are going down and people are getting curb stomped.
Yeah, no, they're fucking...
They're like, hey, they're checking people's receipts on the way out. Hey, did you actually buy that TV? I'm like, spit on your car. Fuck you.
Eat my nuts, bitch.
I spit on that cop's car like six times. Just walking in. Just, like, just right on the fucking windshield.
Hawking a lookie.
And then the cop would be walking out. I'm like, hey, officer, how's it going? Yeah.
I saw some guy walk by and spit on your car. I don't know if you want to check the dash cam or not. Just
oh, yeah. They do have a dash cam.
You get arrested for it.
Whatever. You know, last year for 4th of July, I was not feeling very patriotic and very angry. Because I had to walk around everywhere. Car got taken away. And I just spit on every fucking American flag on my way to Taco Bell at work. Just like, every fucking... I would make detours. I would make detours to spit on an American flag that was flown over a retirement home where people are getting beaten.
Where they're beating someone's grandma.
Yeah. They're like, oh, help me! Help! I don't know where I am. My dementia's got me acting crazy. dementia got me acting up. I might have to suck an orderly's dick or something. Man, dementia got me feeling crazy.
I spit on
it. Just somebody's grandma being a freak in
no, I'm sure
with
happens.
Dementia in the fucking orderly home. She's like, dementia got me acting like a fool. About to act up.
I used to suck the craziest dick.
I'm about to act up. Dementia got me feeling crazy.
When I was your age, I was given the biggest neck ever. It's like, Grandma, shit, relax. You wouldn't believe how far I deep throw. Now give me that jello, you
remember,
fucking sissy.
I remember when blowjobs were invented.
Her name's Eve.
Yeah. I remember when blowjobs were invented.
Adam was a faggot.
That's why they had the saying Adam and Steve.
Yeah.
Because he was actually gay. Adam was a gay man.
It's true.
But I do remember when blowjobs were invented. My dementia got me acting crazy. She keeps saying that over and over again because she keeps forgetting she said it like 10 seconds before.
Bitches don't, if your bitch don't swallow, you shouldn't be fucking her anyway.
Yeah, she ain't a freak bitch like my old ass.
If I was talking to an old woman and she was talking about how like sex used to be better in her age, I would sit there and listen attentively.
Oh, awesome. Just listen to her fucking grandma freak stories.
Yeah, no, she's just like, you know, back in my day, if a woman didn't swallow, that was the one to get the boot.
If you didn't suck your husband's dick back in the day, you get your ass beat. He would come in with the shoe and beat you over the head with it.
I was like, yeah, did you love Grandpa?
She's like, very much.
Only because I had to. Or he would punch my fuck. He'd punch me right in the cooch. He'd mollywop me right in the pussy.
Yeah. You know, that was a great quote from that. Have you ever seen the show Gravity Falls?
Yeah.
Yeah, one of the
you've seen that baby show.
Yeah, the one of the adults in that show, he had to like visit his grandma. He was just like, "Oh, but what about grandpa? Is he in heaven too?" And she's like, "No. No, grandpa is not in heaven." Oh fuck. That's such a good watch. All you folks that have girlfriends out there, watch Gravity Falls with them. They'd love it. And I think you'll like it too.
Are you fucking promoting a baby show?
It's not a baby show. It's a good show.
It's a baby show.
It was on Disney XD.
It's a baby show.
Disney XD?
Disney's for babies.
They show porn on Disney XD.
No, that's Nickelodeon. You're crossing the streams.
Oh, sorry.
That's something that I learned from Ghostbusters, an adult movie. Mm. You don't cross the streams.
You don't cross streams. Oh, pissing in the urinal? Yeah.
Yeah. No, they're talking about the fucking plasma guns or whatever.
Oh,
the zappers.
But that was the joke, right? You don't want
to. I'm pretty sure. Yeah. Panel. Yes.
Dude, my brother and I would like when we were way younger, we'd like split screen fucking Borderlands, and we'd be like, "I'm gonna take a piss." He's like, "Fuck, I do too. I've been waiting for you to say." And then we just piss in the same toilet and then go back to it.
So you and your brother,
you have pissed in the same toilet. Yeah, multiple times when you were younger.
You've seen your brother's dick? That's gay, dude.
Yes.
That's gay, dude.
How is that gay?
That's gay, dude.
Whatever.
It's two dudes in a room.
I mean, you walk
two dudes closed in a room together, pissing.
Pissing.
That's gay, dude.
Well, okay, to be fair.
But that's every public restroom in the world.
No, literally, yeah. Fucking dude.
Using a public restroom is gay.
Well, okay, we had to be kind of tactical about it because, like, the parents were asleep. We can't flush the toilet twice. And it's kind of a waste of time for us to go in individually. Just piss in the toilet.
You didn't want your dad waking up and like using his fucking marine tactic lore against you.
To tackle me and fucking drown me in my own piss.
Yeah, to waterboard you with your own piss.
Yeah, Drew. Stop it.
Who ate all the Oreos? I don't know. I don't know. He's just pouring your own piss over your face like with a rag.
He's like, shit in the toilet. If it's black, I'm going to beat you.
I'm gonna fuck you up, kid.
You got a double cheeseburger.
You're getting watermelon on the floor. I love that story of your dad just getting so mad that you're getting like watermelon on the floor, and then he slam dunks the other half of the watermelon on the kitchen floor.
Fucking all time classic.
He just slam dunks the fucking whole thing on the floor.
And it was a long hallway kitchen. It went, there was watermelon pieces in his bedroom and also mine across the fucking room. I mean, living room, the fireplace, every crevice, watermelon.
He's like, you're making a mess. You're making
fuck, and just fucking slam dunks. I mean, you know what, man? If that's proof of how annoying it can be, I mean, fuck me.
Oh,
I could be a
fuck.
Little cunt.
Oh, fuck.
What happens when a cunt and an asshole have to talk to each other basically daily? Watermelons get thrown. Watermelons get thrown, and you get scolded for eating a double cheeseburger.
Your dad hated you when you were
a kid. My dad hates me. What are you saying? Only recently has he started to enjoy my presence.
Dude,
I'm kidding. I love him.
Dude, no. My mom hates me, though. For real.
Fuck, that sucks.
I think I talked about it on the last episode, the fucking golf club story.
Yeah.
Three holes over my head in the fucking drywall.
No, I mean, that's absurd. Which sounds like a lot, but don't worry. Keegan did something really bad. He slept in before school.
Yeah, I slept in a little, like, too late. But, no.
Yeah, no, you were a real monster. You hit the snooze button on your alarm.
Yeah.
So she decided to
destroy
your
wall. She comes in, rips the fucking blankets off me, slam dunks the 9-iron 3 times in the fucking drywall, and screams at me.
I mean, I'm not going to say my dad was the best father, but to piss him off that bad, to get him to do that, I'd have to call him like a fag or a ninny or something. You know what I mean?
Dad, you're a gay cop.
He's like, what?
You're a gay cop that didn't do anything with your life. Now you get to watch people die in the streets professionally.
I was like, what was it? Fucking like seven or eight. And I asked my dad if he ever capped somebody. He's a cop.
Dad, you ever shoot somebody?
You ever fucking shoot and kill somebody?
He's like, yes, I have, son. And if you're not careful, I'm going to shoot you too.
No, he's never killed anybody. No. He's wanted to kill me.
Yeah, he used the gun only on his family.
Mm-hmm. I think we talked about this family stories last time.
Yeah,
I was about to say
we're doing it again. We're doing it again. So somebody will find this and they'll fucking cut it up and make a Cumtown-esque like video compilation of just family stories, and they'll in the corner they'll have like the episode title number.
Yeah, if they would do that on every compilation, it'd be nice. I like to find those episodes, you fucking assholes. If you're going to pirate the content, at least organize it.
Yeah, you fucking ninny.
And if anyone tries to do any compilation of this show, there will be content creation strikes widespread.
Oh, God, I hope so.
There will be Ban Hammer. That's my intellectual property because it came out of my loose pussy lips.
Hey, I need to pay rent again.
Hey.
I'm out of money.
Out of money.
Guys, I'm broke.
That'd be us. The equivalent of that would just ask your parents for money, but it's asking the community to stop pirating our content.
Yeah. No, I don't give a fuck, dude. No, pirate cares? It. Fucking listen to it.
How about pirate it and don't listen to it? It's even better.
Yeah, dude. Just have it. Just have it.
Just have it.
Show your kids in 20 years.
Yeah.
They'll be like, damn, this is like what you like were into when you were fucking. It was like, not really.
He's like, yeah.
I just had it. Just had it on a hard drive for 20 years.
This podcast is just living in the desert and the mania it provides.
This is brain rot radio.
You know, Arian Fred said something interesting. He's just like, dude, the brain rot in the desert specifically is interesting. Like how
just talking to like somebody. Yeah,
minds.
No, it's like the combo, the fucking. The McDonald's combo of fucking the intense heat and sun and the meth, the drug abuse, like it fries people out here.
Yeah. Like it does.
Places are fucking wasteland. Why do you think I don't go outside? Why do you think I don't want to end up
like
scared
of confrontations?
No, it's not that. I don't want to end up like them.
That's true.
I don't want the UV rays to rot my brain like that.
No, I've taken serious precaution when I'm out in the sun.
Yeah, no, dude.
Always have the hat and always have sunscreen.
You get like brain damage out here.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm not even joking about that. You do. Like, get physical brain damage out here.
It's bad.
Being in the sun all the time.
Leathery and retarded. I mean, like, I've met children in like second grade that have more intelligence than some of these like river rats. They're like, yeah, man, I've been out here for 20 years. I'm like, what are you saying?
I've been out here for 20 years. Sir, I got my car.
Sir, your forehead looks like beef jerky.
Sir, you look like my grandfather's couch.
You're 20? You're 25? What? Holy shit.
Sir, you look like the old beat up leather seats in my fucking grandfather's.
Honda Accord.
No, my grandfather's fucking Chevy S10.
Nice.
You look like that. Yeah, I don't know.
I met this bitch the other day. Maybe I shouldn't talk about work. I don't really give a fuck. Helping her out with something, and she needed the internet fixed because it wouldn't connect to her cameras. She had 15 cameras all around and inside the house, and she's just like tapping her foot anxiously. I swear to God, she was just a schizophrenic.
Probably.
Like pretty close to it, just completely fried. And then when I was just like, yeah, no, I can help you. I can help you with this. I can help you with that. I was being very nice.
Yeah.
Every single time she would like interrupt me and pretend like I said no. And she's like, you see this? You see these scars? I'm a victim.
You see these scars?
No, literally. You see these scars?
Javen, these scars?
I'm a victim of domestic abuse. I need these cameras.
She's just Heath Ledger's Joker.
Yes. No, she's the Joker. She's the Jokeress.
You see these scars,
like,
Javen?
Fuck.
You see these scars? Like, I did this to myself.
Bitch, if this is how you acted with him, maybe you deserve to get your ass beat. You're constantly interrupting.
Yeah. Dude, I'm trying to fucking explain something to you here, and you're.
I'm trying to explain how I can help, and she's like, "But you should." I'm like, just be a fucking ass. Be a fucking ass.
Just drowned her in her own piss.
Rock her ass for the last time.
Yeah.
Fuck, dude. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. She said, yeah, because she was talking about her fucking rat dog that was around. She's like, yeah, the name is really special. Apparently, in Greek, it means like man. It's like, yeah, that dog is my new man. It's a, I'm like,
what the fuck?
You fuck,
dude,
your dog.
Some people are just, God, like I don't know, man. You meet some people and they're just fucking like gone.
They're,
dude,
shot.
They're gone.
Fuck. Just, I mean. She just kept mentioning how many guns she has and how many guns her father has, who's next door. And I'm like, yeah, no, I need to get the ladder in the backyard. She's like, well, you can go through my dad's house, but I'll let him know you're coming because he's got a lot of guns. I'm like, why does having a lot of guns means he's going to shoot me?
God, dude.
I don't get that. I don't get. This is one thing I don't get is fucking utility poles.
Yeah.
There's workers walking around. I've gotten the cops called on me.
No, yeah, you have. You have gotten the cops called on you.
And
for like doing your job.
It's like, what? I'm like, this is not your property. There's the property line.
Yeah.
I'm not touching your shit at all. Let me work.
Yeah, let me do my fucking job.
And you know what, man? You look at the fucking laws, it's illegal to block any access to any utility pole. So if you have like a big fucking gate that you can't get past, you're breaking the law.
Yeah.
So I'm going to shimmy those locks and break into your backyard.
And I'm going to steal your fucking rat dog and sell it to some Chinese lady.
And you know what? Even if I did break into a backyard, I have a fucking ladder on my shoulder.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, that's one thing that people recommend when you're stealing stuff and getting in the getaway car is bring a 40-foot ladder.
Yeah, bring a 40-foot ladder so we can, like...
So you're dexterous. So you can move around a lot. Fucking Christ.
No, like, I was going to say, I hate people who have a ton of guns. And they're, like, the tactitard. Tactitard is the term that I've, like, been using for people like that.
You coined.
I coined that. It's copyrighted. Trademark. Stamp. Boom. I own that. That's my intellectual property. But no, I just like the tactitards that are like, look, I love guns and blah, 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 blah. I got 20 million guns. It's like, who gives a shit, dude? Like, you're making guns not cool.
Right.
You're making me not want to have a gun.
I think it's cool enough to like them because they're fun.
Yeah, no, they're fun.
Some, like,
but like,
victim fantasy.
Right? Like, I'm going to shoot a motherfucker if he comes into my yard, and I'm going to deal with all 12 of my fucking...
Yeah.
I'm trained like a Navy SEAL. I went to this academy.
I'm trans like a Navy SEAL.
I pay $20 to be trained like I'm a Navy SEAL at this academy. And I'm going to kill a motherfucker that goes in my yard. Like, I can't fucking stand guys like that. Like,
no.
I'm just like, get the fuck...
You know what?
You made guns gay. You ruined it for me.
You know what I do like, though? It's just like, yeah, no, someone came in my backyard the other day and was like rummaging through shit. And then they'll just like think about it for a second. It's like, if I ever see them like rummaging through my shit again, I'll probably just shoot them. And they're being like dead serious.
No, yeah.
And I'm like, oh, nice. I feel like you can. You just shoot them.
As long as it's not in the back, then like, you're good.
I think they have to, like, threaten to harm you or something.
Yeah.
It has to be kind of, like, reasonable. You can't just, like, hey, yeah, they can't just shoot me in the head for being in the backyard with a ladder.
No, no.
It's like...
I think, you'll fucking... In, like, I think most states, if not all, it's, like, if you shoot someone, like, who's fleeing, like, in the back, then you're fucking... You get...
Unless you're a cop, then you can just do that.
You get the charge for murder or whatever.
Right. Which, you know, I think is fine. That makes sense to me. I mean, make it so I could shoot anybody at any time. It's like, I mean, do you want a society? Because,
like, I know that's a huge fucking problem, like, when fucking, when, like, people have, like, break-ins and, like, they shoot somebody in the back who's, like, fleeing. Then it's, like, it's a bigger ordeal. Rather than, like, they come in, you shoot them because they're in your house.
Right.
Like, you can't shoot them, like...
And I think the proper way it is, it's like, they have to threaten you enough, either with body language or verbally, or with intent, for you to just be able to shoot them. Like, you can't just hold them at gunpoint, and then, like, then they do something to, like, either, whatever, like, move around, and then shoot them, and you're fine. Like, they got to be charging you. They have to have a weapon. You have to be able to, like, decipher intent.
Fuck it. I'm getting muskets, dude. I'm getting fucking black powder rifles like the founding fathers intended. I'm going around. I'm going to be like, Chally-ho! Boom! Blast them away with my fucking swashbuckling fucking blunderbuss.
Because you got a balcony. How funny would it be if they're, like, rummaging through this side? You shoot them. They, like, fly back and off the balcony and just splat on the fucking concrete. And then I'm walking up on the side there, and I just see them, like, zoo, woo, woo, poof.
Yeah.
I'm like, shit.
They get cannon blasted off the fucking balcony.
You should get a cannon.
Yeah, hit him with grape shot.
Oh, fuck.
That'd be Dude, there sick. Was a guy who came into my fucking work the other day with a fucking, like, revolver, like a black powder revolver that shoots, like, just balls.
Really?
Yeah. He was like, yeah, I carry it around because I'm homeless and, you know, I don't want to get fucked up. I'm like, that's reasonable.
Yeah.
That's reasonable.
The homeless should have guns. Anyone should have, if guns were.
Well, he's not like a brain front. He's just like an old homeless guy. He's just like, yeah I just carry it around because, like, I don't want to get fucked with when I'm, like, trying to fucking, like, go to bed at night.
That's a kind of gun ownership I respect.
Yeah.
Like, I heard this, like, technician that I'm coworkers with, when he ever goes to, like, you know, this other town, neighboring town that's a bit fucked up, he has a gun in his fucking, in his work van. He's like, yeah, I got a gun. People fuck with you there.
Oh, yeah.
I gotta have something. I mean, you know, bringing a gun to LA doesn't seem like the worst idea. I can think of worst ideas, you know, going there to be a comedian. Bring a gun to L.A.
You might need it at the comedy club.
Mm-hmm.
You might need it at the comedy club when you're doing stand-up and some heckler tries to get you.
You might. Should comedians start, like, going up on stage, like, open carrying?
I'd love to get on stage and, like, have a gun as a prop. It's a part of the act! It's a part of the act!
You actually just fucking kill yourself.
I just fucking kill myself on stage. That's how I do it. So I fucking do it. I'm just like, yeah, man, I've been really depressed lately. I think I'm going to kill myself. And then I just go on stage and I'm like, it's a part of the act, everybody. I'm just as schizophrenic with a gun on stage.
Start chuckling.
Yeah.
And then they laugh. It's the best act.
They like, it's like an insane uproar in the room, like fucking of laughter and applause. Like when I blow my brains out.
That wins you the Oscar.
Everyone's like, fucking, yeah.
You get a Grammy for it.
Yeah, it's like fucking. It's like, yeah, 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 oh yeah.
Oh, I imagine this being done in like a tent on the side of the road.
Homeless camp in Portland.
Yeah, I'm seeing this awesome comedian blow his fucking brains out. That'd be great.
Just an uproar like that would be awesome at a show. It's fucking everyone's.
I'd honestly love to incite a riot.
For shits and gigs?
Yeah, like in a Smiths. Like stand up on
God
like
the
damn counter.
It, this fucking Wonder Bread is too expensive. We need to rise up.
I know.
We need to rise up and fight big wheat.
I know how to get the locals fired up. Like, there's a lot of people moving to this town and they don't look like us.
You gotta do the Trump fucking voice. There's a lot of people that are moving to this town, they don't look like us.
Yeah, no. I mean, he's like the least inspiring person. Yeah. I have to find, you know, impersonating Castro might get these people up more than impersonating Trump. To be honest. He's not like the best. I mean, he's like, he's funny. I don't think he's
we'll just do boring. Robert F. Kennedy impressions. We'll both dress up as Robert F. Kennedy and argue with each other in the street.
Oh, my God.
I don't think you're going to do enough for this country.
I think that you need to shut the fuck up right now.
I don't think you're going to do it. Just voice box that shit. I don't think you're going to do enough for this country. I don't know how that sounds. I'm going to have to listen to that later.
If I was suicidal, I would join the CIA so they can shoot me. I should just kill myself right now because I know they're going to kill me as soon as I turn into the president. They're just going to do what they did to my great-grandfather or whatever the fuck.
Robert F. Kennedy, he does like, he gets elected president and he goes up on stage with a joke. He's like,
all right, I got a joke for you guys. What does a suicidal Kennedy do? Listen, guys, I got a joke for you. What does a depressed Kennedy do? Get shot by three different snipers.
Oh,
fuck.
We're at
like Monroe was a fucking cunt.
It sounds so like weird.
It honestly sounds pretty good.
Do it again.
Marilyn Monroe is a fucking pussy bitch. I'm moving right now.
It sounds so fucked up.
I love it.
Marilyn Monroe was a tramp. I really hate her fucking bitch ass.
God, I just love Nixon.
The audience is gonna be fried.
Yeah.
It's gonna be fucking fried.
But I mean, so is his voice.
Yeah, I mean, that's how he sounds. He sounds like if you gargled with fucking battery acid, you know?
Most Americans have never gotten pussy. I plan to change that.
Yeah. I need to quit, like, pressing the mic into my face. I'll, like, push the thing.
Dude,
on
your
the
audio sound fine this whole time. I think you're good.
I rub it on my.
Oh, my I don't know if we're gonna top RFK doing stand up after he gets elected president. So we might have to just call this one out.
No, we're at the hour 15.
We wanted to give you guys a little extra nuggets because we've been kind of intermittent with the posting.
I've been gay and mm-hmm. crying about how gay my life is.
Yeah, it's been a very sad, somber week, but I think we're getting back into it.
Listen, I'm fucking. I've got cancer.
So.
They say it's terminal.
Yeah. If your life is as bad as ours, we recommend getting a push-up bra and doing push-ups.
Yeah, I'm going to die in like 12 weeks.
Have you tried sodomizing yourself? It might boost your mood.
I have cancer. I'm going to die in like 12 weeks.
You should try to stick something up your butt and see if you
I should put a can of Monster up my ass and...
Dare I say a hairbrush.
Unleash the beast.
unleash the beast straight up the ass.
Yeah. Fuck. I think I'm gonna make a new intro, a shorter intro.
Right, stop putting more work in yourself. How about post the episode?
I'm gonna post
the episodes.
That's stop. What listen, I'm working on it. I'm doing that tonight.
I think we're gonna change the posting dates to Thursdays.
This is a Thursday show now because I'm fucking lazy and my days off are all fucked up. And I
so we'll yeah we'll record on Monday or Tuesday and then post them on Thursdays.
Yeah. So.
By we I mean Keegan.
Stay tuned to me like doing all the work again. Because I said I was gonna do it. I've been lacking.
This is my shore, man. I think I'm going to talk to my brother and see if we can get that PC back.
Yeah?
That PC back. I think I'm going to talk to my brother and see if I can get my PC back. I hate that little fucking... I just remember when me and his little ass would fucking piss in the same toilet.
My true blue blood.
Yeah, and then they used three snipers to kill his ass.
It made me happy.
It made me the best. It made me so damn happy when his ass died. Because he kept looking at my penis every time we would take a piss together. That little ass. This has been Robert F. Kennedy with Completely Compromised, and I'm going to kill myself.
Fuck. Thank you, RFK, for joining us on the show.
You're welcome.
Stay tuned. I might get a special guest on.
Stay tuned. I might get pussy.
I might get fucking
RFK on.
Yeah, no, I'm gonna get RFK on.
I'd love that, dude.
No, I might get Chester Stone on, dude. I might try to get Chester Stone.
I'd love that, man.
The fucking this guy. That. The fucking.
Aren't we supposed to get Austin the autist on?
Yeah. Austin the autist. I'm gonna hit him up and be like, Mr. Chester Stone.
God motherfucking damn.
I'm gonna get him on.
Yeah.
Call him up.
Maybe we should try to shoot to have a guest on next episode.
I'm gonna
even if it's a call in or something.
Yeah, I'm gonna try to fucking like start reaching out to people more.
All right. Well,
because it's just been like almost 20 episodes of us being fucking gay and doing this shit.
Maybe we should get our Aaron friend back on.
Yeah.
Back on for an episode.
Yeah. We could.
He's naturally pretty talented.
Oh, he is.
He's great.
But anyways, that's it.
Ooh,
that's
ooh,
the end
my
of the...
gay roommate? My gay trans.
We've been trying to get your fucking gay trans non-gender specific neo-Nazi fucking alt-right racist left-wing fucking roommate on the podcast. Wizard witch Gandalf roommate on the podcast.
Yeah, but she's busy at home, not cooking, not cleaning, and not working.
I'll just bring the equipment over. I'll just bring the equipment over and fucking like,
yeah,
slam her head in the door.
We don't want her on, actually, because we know it'll be one of the worst episodes we've ever
done. No, it would just be us, like, arguing with her the whole time.
Yeah, she'd hate it. No, she's weird like that, though. Like, she'll argue with you for 4 hours, and then you'll be pissed at her. She's like, oh, no, that was great. That was fun.
That was fun. You want to go get a drink? I'm like, no.
Bitch, if we get a drink, I'm going to fucking roof you and leave you on the bridge.
All right, yeah, that's the end of the episode. I have to pee really bad.
Let me watch.
Yeah, you want to share the same toilet with your...